On the spot. Dot.
On the spot.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. It is PG-13 in our theater.
So I had no desire to see it.
But honestly, it worked out very well.
The movie was actually originally called God Party.
5 stars. I'm going to say 1 star. I will never see it again. And I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. My name is Tommy, and today we're going to be reviewing the film Green Book. Green Book came out on November 16th, 2018, and is a biography, comedy, drama. The rating is PG-13, and the runtime is 2 hours and 10 minutes. The film stars Viggo Mortensen, who plays Tony Villalonga, also known as Tony Lip. You'd recognize Viggo from such films as Lord of the Rings, where he plays Aragorn, and the film Hidalgo, where he played Frank Hopkins. We also have Mahershala Ali, who plays Dr. Don Shirley. You'd recognize Mahershala from such film or such series as House of Cards, where he played Remy Danton, and Luke Cage, where he plays Cornell Cottonmouth Stokes. There's more to the cast, but to be honest with you, the film is these two guys, and so I don't really want to jump into the rest of the cast. You're more than welcome to look them up on IMDb, and they're great supporting characters, but the film is these two, okay? And the film is about, well, honestly, the plot of the film is about two completely opposite individuals that get stuck being together for a concert tour. And it is during this tour that they learn about each other and become friends. The film takes place during the 1960s, and in not just in the 1960s, but also in an area that would be referred to as the Jim Crow era South. It's based on a true story about the musician Don Shirley, who's played by Mahershala, and a tough Italian who ends up being his chauffeur, Tony Lip, which is played by Viggo. Now, Dr. Shirley is a highly educated African-American who lives above Carnegie Hall and plays classical music for audiences as a pianist. Whereas Lip is an Italian-American from the Bronx who works security at the Copa, but due to it being shut down, renovations, he's out of work. He needs some work, and as it turns out, he ends up being the chauffeur for Dr. Shirley, who needs a driver for the tour. Now, I'm sure you've seen the trailer several times, but if you haven't, or you'd just like to hear it again, I'm going to play it for you now.
Yeah.
Some guy called over here, a doctor. He's looking for a driver. You interested?
I am not a medical doctor. I'm a musician. I'm about to embark on a concert tour in the Deep South. What other experience do you have?
Public relations.
Do you foresee any issues in working for a black man?
You and the Deep South, there's gonna be problems.
Promise me you're gonna write me a letter.
No problems. Tell me that don't smell good.
I've never had fried chicken in my life.
You people love the fried chicken.
You have a very narrow assessment of me, Tony.
Yeah, right? I'm good.
You'll be interacting with some of the wealthiest people in the country. It is my feeling that your diction could use some finessing.
But why you break my balls?
Because you can do better, Mr. Badalonga.
Dear Dolores.
I saw Dr. Shirley play the piano. He's like a genius, I think.
Come on, take it easy.
I prefer not to get grease on my blanket.
Ooh, I'm gonna get grease on my blanket.
This gentleman says that I'm not permitted to dine here.
I'm afraid not. How does he smile and shake their hands like that?
Because it takes courage to change people's hearts.
What are you doing?
A letter.
May I?
Dear Dolores, sometimes you remind me of a house.
You know this is pathetic, right?
Put this down.
The distance between us is breaking my spirit. Falling in love with you
was the easiest thing I have ever done. P.S. Kiss the kids.
That's like clinging a cowbell at the end of Shostakovich's 7.
That's good.
It's perfect, Tony.
Come on, get out now.
You never win with violence. You only win when you maintain your dignity.
You don't know your own people. You, Mr. Big Shot, doing concerts for rich people.
So if I'm not black enough, and if I'm not white enough, then tell me, Tony, what am I? Won't you
call me? Anyone can sound like Beethoven. Your music
what you do. Only you can do that.
What do we do about the bones?
We do this.
Pick it up, Tony.
Squirrels would eat it anyway.
Pick it up.
So there you go. That's the trailer. And let me tell you, when you watch it again, it's you start getting flooded with all those portions of the film, all the memories of the film. So let's jump into the review, okay? First of all, I want to mention the film is produced by Octavia Spencer, amongst others, right? But let's talk about her. I mention Octavia because you would mainly recognize her as an actress, such as her role in Hidden Figures, where she plays Dorothy Vaughn, and also in The Help, where she played Minnie Jackson. Both great roles, right? And so I thought, well, is this the first time that she's produced? Is this her first? No, it's not. This isn't her first rodeo. She was even co-producer in the film Fruitvale Station, which you haven't seen that. Please do. It's a good film. So the film came out around Thanksgiving. And I haven't had a chance to see the film till now, but I knew I wanted to, right? It was on my list to go see. Then when I saw that it won Best Screenplay at the Golden Globes, and then Best Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy, I knew I had to see it. And I'm so glad that I did. The film is so great. And what I love about the movie is that it doesn't shove the message down your throat. In an interview that Viggo Mortensen did, he said, "One thing I felt was really valuable is in the script was that it didn't tell you what to think. It didn't tell you what to feel. Yes, there's a history lesson. There's a civics lesson there. You could even say that there's a cautionary tale that can be applied to our time, or any time really, in terms of discrimination, racism, or ignorance." And I can't agree with him more. It's superbly delivered, and you truly enjoy the film while sharing the moments of anger when the hatred is seen. But not just the anger. You root for them when there are moments of victory, and you hope for them when there are moments of true connection. In the end credits, you see that the film is credited as being written by Nick Vallelonga, which is Tony's son. And there's stories, I've read stories about this film. And his son wanted to make a film about this, but as it turns out, he had to wait until his father had passed before he could do it. And I love that he got to share his father's story. And I should mention that it was also directed by and also written by Peter Farrelly, which, if that last name sounds familiar, it's because you're probably familiar with other movies that he's done with his brother, Bobby. So you've heard of films done by the Farrelly brothers, movies such as There's Something About Mary or Dumb and Dumber. Both very funny films, but also very ridiculous. Not this one. Yes, there's comedy, but it's nothing over the top. And when the film won the award for Best Motion Picture Musical Comedy at the Globes, I love that when Peter was up there thanking everyone, they started to try to play him off. And he told them, he says, "No, stop." And I agree. This was the best film, granted, in its category. And he needed time to thank people. And when he does, and he gives his acceptance speech, there's more that he delivers. And there's such a great message. So if you have a chance, find it on YouTube and watch it. It's really cool. And I don't want to give too much away about the film, but there's so many moments. The film is 2 hours long and you don't even feel it. It ends just right. You're never feeling like that there was a lull, but just the right amount of time. There was even a point towards the end of the movie where you feel like that there's going to be, something repetitive happening again. And I don't want to give too much away. What happens instead is awesome. And I like that. Again, they weren't trying to beat a horse. The message is there, but they're not shoving it down your throat. You have to see this film. That's all I can say. And both actors, Viggo and Mahershala, pull the film off perfectly. And the ignorance of men during this era, and maybe even to this day, is just portrayed so well, and all I can do is just tip my hat to them. I guess finally what I want to say is the film is called Green Book. I don't want to give that part away for you, but all I will say is that you find out what the Green Book is, and it's just, it's how ignorant men were that caused for something like a Green Book to be made. And that's all I'll say. So my rating, 5 out of 5. I'll watch it again. I absolutely love the film. It's done that well. It's a great movie. And I'm glad that it came down to that and Bohemian Rhapsody, because both films are fantastic. Stingers during the credits or after. There's not any after, but during the credits, there's some post information about Tony and Dr. Shirley. I don't want to say what it's about, but it's really cool and you should see it. So, everyone, that concludes my review of Green Book. And as always, I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. If you are a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through Facebook. That's www.facebook.com/thoughtonthespotmoviereviews. Our host for all of this is Anchor. You can find us specifically on anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot, but they've allowed us to deliver on such things as Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and even Apple Podcasts. So thank you to them. Before I sign off, guys, I do want to take a moment to share an experience. And you may want to fast forward through this, or not. But as I've talked about through many of my podcasts, I've talked about a company called MoviePass. I decided to give it another try. First, let me tell you that when the service first came out, it was $9.99 a month, and you were limited to one movie per day. That's right, $10 a month. And up to basically 30 movies in a month for $10. Now, honestly, yes, I knew that even that wasn't going to last much longer, and it didn't. You may have seen in like news articles and things, different stories that they were about to go bankrupt. They had to basically get investors to put more money into the company so that they could survive. And it wasn't because that the service was bad. It was just too good to be true. Well, they changed their service up a little bit, and they changed it to being $9.99 a month, but you could only get 3 movies a month. Well, that's not too bad, right? You go to a movie right now, even on a $5 Tuesday night or Thursday night special, two Tuesdays you're paying $10, that's 2 movies. You're still getting a third movie with this deal. But if you're not doing the Tuesday, Thursday $5 deal and you just go pay regular price, you're paying anywhere from 7 to 9 to above. So still a good deal. So I re-signed up for the service, expecting to be able to do that. When I first tried the app, obviously they had closed down my old card, which was discouraging because I thought I would just be able to reactivate my old card and go see a film. But no, I had to wait. So that's the first thing, is you sign up, they pull the $9.99 out of your account, and then you have to wait for the card to arrive. That usually takes about 2 weeks. So 2 weeks of your month are already gone. Okay. I got my card and I went to use it, and I pulled up the app and I tried to find a film that was playing in the area. And every single theater that I looked through, or every single film that I chose on their app, they told me that there was no showings available. And I did this for a full week without anything available. Now, after the first day that this happened, I contacted their member support and asked what was going on with it. They said that the app must be broken and that I could just go to a theater, call up their service, and they would give me some kind of code that I would then give to the person at the register, who would then give me a ticket. It seemed very risky and felt like I was going to probably drive to a theater and make an ass out of myself, to be quite frank, and not end up having the service that I wanted. So I decided to wait a couple of days, and then I tried it again, and the same thing happened. So I contacted the service again, and they told me that in their bylines or their agreement, that they do state that there may not be specific time frames available where movies would be available to use the service. When I told them that I had been checking for it for a week and nothing was available, they told me, unfortunately, that's sometimes how it works. I told them that I'd pay $10 for a month of service that I had not been able to use, and that I wanted a credit for it, and they told me that they would not give me a credit. And then I told them to cancel my service because I no longer wanted to be signed up for that service. And I told them that I would share my experience with them on my podcast. And they said they had no problem with that. So, I'm on my soapbox, and I'm telling you, don't sign up for MoviePass. It seems to me that they're just trying to get their money back by ripping people off and making you pay $10 a month for a service you won't be able to use. What's even more interesting is after I canceled my service and then signed back into the app showed every single theater and every single movie that was available at those theaters, and looked like you were going to be able to go see a film if you signed up for the service. It's very misleading. It leads you to believe that because you saw that in the app in your local area, that you'd be able to go see that film, and then that is not the case. So, I'm just trying to share my experience, and I hope that you guys learn from those. That is my message. And this is another review in the can. So until next time, grab some popcorn and your favorite drink and go out and see a great film with your family, friends, or just spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.